serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion, thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast today. I'm very excited about the season. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the healer, the deliverer, our God, our Savior, the Savior of the whole entire world, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. Emmanuel, God that is with us today. Hallelujah. The God that will never leave nor forsake us, but will be with us always, even until the end of the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for such a great blessing, for such a great sacrifice. Thank you for your faithfulness. And so we praise you today and we glorify you as we celebrate your birth coming into this earth. Amen. The great sacrifice. Hallelujah. For the entire world's sin and the worlds to come. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's sitting up in the heavens of heavens on the right hand of power. Amen. By our Heavenly Father, we praise you. And that we're seated. Hallelujah. We're blessed with every spiritual blessing and seated with Christ. Hallelujah. And seated with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we receive these blessings today. I'm very excited about the message today. I want to try to get as much in there as I can today. So let's just roll really quickly to Mark chapter 5. You know, I've ministered on this before, but the Lord brought it to my heart as we begin to go into Christmas. You know, many of us are saying, Lord, you know, or I want a car, I want a house, I want this, I want that. And everything a lot of times be the fleshly things that we can see. But I don't know about you. I'm in the place where I'm like, Lord, I need you. I'm looking for you to deliver me from what I needed to be delivered from. That's what I'm asking for my Christmas present. I need more of your wisdom. I need my joy to be accelerated in another area, the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. I need you to open my spiritual eyes. Glory be to God. I need you to correct me and set me on the path going into the new year. Amen. Let's go really quick to Mark chapter 5, because right here at verse 6, we're going to go down to verse 7 and 8. It's very interesting that in this scripture here, and as I said, I've ministered on it before, where Jesus goes to the other side, amen, him and the disciples. And it's very interesting, it says at verse 6, that when the man in the tomb that was possessed with a legion of devils seeing Jesus, it says that he saw Jesus from afar. So that's telling me right there there's some demonic activity going on there, because he's seen him from afar. He went and worshiped him, and he cried out with a loud voice and said, what have we to do with you, Jesus of the Most High God? I implore you by your God. That right there stuck out to me. So here he says, what do I have to do with you? So we know it's not the man talking. We know that he's fully possessed with a legion, which is 1,000 of demons, and the spirit, the head commanding demon, is speaking right now. He recognized that's Jesus. But the thing that got me is that he's going to ask Jesus for something in the name of Jesus God, his Heavenly Father. Look what he said here. He says, he cried out and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus? Son of the Most High God. I implore you by God that you do not torment me. He says, I don't want you to torment me. So I'm imploring you, I'm asking you, because I know that you are the Son of the Most High. Glory be to God. So I'm asking you by your Father in heaven, the King of Kings, I'm asking you for the God of Gods, amen, to not torment me. Jesus said, said to him, come out of the man, the unclean spirit. Then he asked the unclean spirit, what's your name? And he answered and said, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he also begged Jesus earnestly. Now, we got a demon begging. Not only is he asking for prayer, he said, I'm asking you, I'm imploring you by your God. That thing stuck out to me because that right there matches with Jesus said, anything you ask in my name, it will be done for you. And here you got a demon crying out. And we might as well say demons because it was a legion of them. But like I said, it was the commanding demon, the one that collected all of them together. It was one speaking. And he said, I implore you by your God. I know you're the Son of the Most High God. But I'm asking you in the name of your God, I'm imploring you, do not torment me. That's another thing we need to look at. We need to stop allowing these demons and devils to be tormenting our children, our homes, our marriages, messing with our finances, doing all this stuff. We need to line up, submit ourselves with the Lord, resist the devil, and he'll flee. We need to walk into some serious authority in 2026. We're headed that way. Things are shifting in the spiritual realm. Things that are manifesting in the natural realm is a lot of things that already took in place in the spiritual realm, whether it be evil or whether it be good. So we need to, at this point in time, going into the new year, we need to really, really at this time begin to search ourselves to make sure that we are submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ, to make sure that our faith is where we say it is, because if it's not, the enemy is going to challenge that anyway, according to Mark chapter 3, where he says, listen, the persecution is going to come for the word's sake. So here the demon is crying out. He's asking for a prayer request. I don't know about you, but I just refuse to allow a demon to believe God more than me, to get a prayer, asking for a prayer, and get that request. Something is wrong here. He says at verse 7, and I have to stay here because this thing highlighted to me. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, what do I have to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by your God that you do not torment me. He didn't want to be tormented, but he's saying to Jesus, I understand order. I understand that you're the Son of the Most High God. I understand that you were sent here, but I'm asking you. He didn't call God's name. No, they ain't going to do that. But he knew. He believed that he was Jesus. He knew he was Jesus. He said, but I'm asking you not to torment me in the name of your God, your Father that sent you here. Wow. To me, that's powerful revelation. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because only you can give it. And I thank you for it. And so Jesus commands him to come out. The demons is saying here, do not. They beg Jesus earnestly. Listen what they're begging him for. They're begging the Lord earnestly at verse 10 that he would not send them out of the country. They don't want to leave the country. They're saying, we've been in this country for so long. Don't send us out the country. Evidently, we have some roots here. Let's just let us go out. As a matter of fact, now they're trying to be crafty. You see those swine over there, that pigs over there? Send us over there. Why? Because they understand spiritual order. They understand, number one, if you don't have a body and you a demon, you are legally operating. You're going to have to leave the earth. You're going to have to go to the abyss. You're going to have to go to Sheol. You're going to have to leave. Ooh, I felt that, Lord. You're going to have to leave the earth. You're committing spiritual crimes. You're doing it through the bodies of humans. That's what you want to do. So now you want to stay, glory be to God, in the pigs. You want to stay in the country. You want to go into something where you can have access. The Lord says, okay, go, because you're being crafty now. They get into the pigs, and the pigs run violently. And it says it was like 2,000 pigs, and they went into the water and they drowned. And those demons, here you go again. You don't have a body now. So now you got to go trying to find a body, and you only have a time period to do it. See, that's what we talk about, spiritual order, spiritual authority. Every demon operating. And so what is going on is they look around on the earth, and they go, oh, wait a minute. And they would love to get into a Christian's body. Oh, they would love to get into the body of a leader, a body of a pastor, a body of a prophetess, a body of a bishop, a body of a teacher, a body of... They want to get in. Why? Because they need to carry out their assignment. What were they doing to the man? They were tormenting the man. They were tormenting the man, but then they were scared to be tormented. You know, this is how witches and warlocks operate. They love to torment people. But when God Almighty, when Jesus began to torment them... Oh no, they don't want to suffer. They want somebody else to suffer in their place. But the Lord said, it is not so. I take no pleasure with wickedness. And listen, the wicked shall not rest. So therefore, here we got demons right now on this earth, within the body of Christ, within our families, using and possessing the bodies, glory be to God, of people, and they're getting prayer requests answered. I can't get over this. This demon got a prayer request answered. He says, listen, don't cast us out. Don't send us out the country. He begged them. And then what really stands out to me is Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. And we're still not doing it. But yet this demon says, I believe you. I know who you are. I'm evil, but I'm going to ask you anyway because I know your sovereignty. I know your mercy. I know your grace. So I'm asking you earnestly, don't send us out the country. Jesus is speaking to his people. He says, listen, I've given my authority, my spiritual authority to the church when I came, glory be to God, and restored back what the enemy did when he destiny swapped with Adam. I restored it. I'm the second Adam with no sin. I restored it. Stop getting on your knees crying to me saying, Lord, Lord, help me. And my word is right there. Prayer is available. My ear is open. Am I not a God that is near, not a God that's far off? How is it so easy for you to go somewhere else to seek help and bypass me? Am I not the merciful God? Was not my blood shed for you, saith the Lord? Did I not tell you that my thoughts toward you are good and peace to prosper you, to give you a hope and a future, saith the Lord Jesus Christ? We are living in a day and a time where we are looking to people, places, and things to keep our fellowship intact with the Lord, but it's personal. This is something, action, that we have to do. I can't depend on the pastor, the prophet. I can't depend on bishop. I can't depend on them to keep my fellowship and relationship intact with the Lord Jesus Christ, because some of them not even keeping their own intact. This is a personal matter. As we begin to go and shift into the new year, it's time, instead of saying, I want this, I want that, I want that, the vain things, the superficial things, it's time to say, Lord, I need true deliverance. I need true healing. I need true correction. I need you to open my, I need you to show me. I don't want to be older and still living like younger. When I was a child, I thought like a child. I did childish things. But when I became a disciple of Jesus Christ, I put away those ignorant things and I begin to learn and grow so that I can grow and that the Lord can use me to get other people so that they can grow, so that I'm productive with the Lord Jesus Christ or with the Holy Ghost and not non-productive. Glory be to God. This is about our spiritual growth in our lives. People are losing their lives because of ignorance. My people perish for the lack of knowledge, because of ignorance to the things of the Lord, because of caught up in a trap. Like, I might as well say this really quick. We got many people going overseas to Africa tomorrow. Noah's boat is being built, and they're actually taking all their family members over there. Just like they took all their family members to the rapture, sold off homes, everything, and the rapture didn't happen. Jesus said, no man know, not him, nor the angels know. Don't nobody know but the Heavenly Father. Why are we so easily to believe a lie instead of believing the Lord's word? We got to repent. Lord, help us today in the name of Jesus Christ. Heal, deliver, and set free in your truth by your Holy Spirit, in your word, in Jesus' name, by your power. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line.